Okay, people used to buy flour in a what?
Sack.
Okay. If it were buying a container that was even bigger than a sack, and you had it on your wagon, you'd have to roll it off the wagon, what might that container be? Was it ever, you know, your experience to see it put in anything bigger than a sack?
I don't understand that one.
Okay, maybe...
Are you talking about flour?
Uh-huh, yeah. If you wanted to, if a person were going to go and buy flour and you wanted to put it in something that was bigger...
Larger than the sack.
Right.
It'd be in the barrel.
Okay. When did molasses come in when you used to buy it in large quantities or lard or something like that?
That was in barrels.
Barrels,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you had a small mouth jar and you needed to get something in, it was pretty big and hard to get in there. You couldn't just pour it in. You had to use kind of a little device to put over top of it.
I had to use a little funnel.
A funnel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I heard you talking about this horse you had the other night that was really spry. It would really get it without you ever having to push it on. But suppose you had a horse that was just really lazy and you wanted him to go faster. What would you have to use on him to get him to go fast?
You'd have to use a switch on him.
Okay. Have you ever heard of another word used for it than switch? Maybe it was something long that you could throw.
Well, the lines.
You call them lines?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard them called anything else?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, let's say, you took a switch and instead of a horse, you were angry at your child and you were going to punish him. What would you say you were going to do to him? You'd say, I'm going to what you?
Switch you. Whip you.
Okay. If you bought fruit at the store, a grocer would put those into what? Or just anything you bought in the store. What the grocer put it in?
In grocery bags.
Okay. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged, or maybe just 50 pounds of flour? What did you use to put those in?
Well, that would come in cloth sacks.
Okay.
Sugar would come in cloth sacks, and we saved all of that and used them. Flour sacks, we saved all them and used them for different things.
Okay. What do you call the bag or sack that potatoes were shipped in? Did you have a special name for that? Or maybe that feed and seed came in?
Well, I don't know about the seed, but the fertilizer came in sacks, and they were white. I remember we had the white Urana sacks,
mm-hmm.
and I washed them, saved them, made clothes out of them.
Okay. They're probably not too rough then, huh?
They weren't very smooth.
Not compared to clothes we had.
No, that's right.
Okay, what would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground? Did you ever used to have corn ground?
Yes. Floyd would take a couple of bushels at the time.
Okay. Just if he were not going to actually measure it so much to find out exactly how much it was, he's just going to say, I'm going to take a something to the mill.
I'm going to take a couple of sacks of corn to the mill.
Okay.
And have ground.
Never had any other particular name for it. Okay.
Uh-uh.
If you have electric, like this lamp is electric here. Now, there's something that you have to screw in this lamp in order to get the light. What do you call it, little thing that you screw in?
Light bulb.
Okay.